1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
You ought to see my baby twist. He goes around like a disc. And when the
Hello,
music affects
I'm Al Clark, and I'm here with Dave Sibrey, owner and publisher of the West Virginia Explorer. And we're talking about the Green Monster and the new game, Fallout 76. Dave, can you give us some details on the Green Monster and how it may relate to the new game, Fallout 76?
Many gamers are out there combing through the trailers trying to find evidence of some of these monsters. Some of these are among five monsters which West Virginia Explorer has over the years become well known for producing information on. Mm-hmm. The Green Monster, a.k.a. the Braxton County Monster, a.k.a. the Flatwoods Monster, has its origins in an event that occurred in the 1950s, I believe, in which a group of kids had seen, according to the legend, a UFO, a flying saucer, crash land outside of Flatwoods, West Virginia, which is at the very center of the state.
What is the area around? What's the terrain?
It's rugged hills, but it's not as rugged as the hills are in other areas. I wouldn't call them mountains. I would call them hills. And though it's near the very center of the state, it's a largely wooded area and agricultural. The town of Sutton is nearby, and the town of Flatwoods, where this occurred. And as a matter of fact, both of those towns get a lot of press off of being the location of this monster sighting. One of the local eateries or a ice cream shop has an ice cream dish made in honor of the Green Monster, and there's a museum located in Sutton, West Virginia, just off Interstate 79 there. So it's an easily accessible monster location.
I'm sorry for interrupting. You were telling us some of the details about the monster, the lore behind it.
Sure. So what we know of the monster, what little we know of the monster, is that after this crash landing, these young boys from the town of Flatwoods grabbed an adult, and they went up over the hill to find the site of this crash landing, and once there, encountered the smell of sulfury smoke, and were confronted with this hovering beast that moved slowly towards them, and they ran, and hence the legend was born. We know little of the story of the beast. The land in which this incident apparently occurred no longer exists. There were several other occasions around that time that this monster was reputedly encountered.
There was three or four different names that it was known by.
Yeah, and over time it's become known as the Braxton County Monster. I think most popularly because Braxton County is a well-known location, and I think that the Braxton County Visitors Bureau has also gone a long way to help promote the monster and its legend as a means of bringing in tourists.
Is there different stories according to for the different names, or is it just all?
No, they all seem to be essentially based on one sighting. The green, I believe that the monster was principally green, though I'd also read that it had a red shape a red face shaped like an inverted heart. I also read that about that time there was a couple who was an elderly couple driving along the Elk River, which comes through Sutton and near Flatwoods, and that they had also seen some sort of a green monster hovering in the area at about that time.
Any idea how it may behave in the game?
I would think that it would be a monster that would hover, and that possibly, you know, it did not seem to have in the legend any legs. So it's possible that this could be a beast that hovers over the landscape and moves quickly toward anyone in any player it wishes to attack.
It is fascinating, and it will be fascinating to see how much of West Virginia lore is incorporated into the game. Well, it's based on West Virginia. It's set here in West Virginia. Is that right?
Yes. As I understand it, with the game unfolds, and gamers will all know this, when people who are coming out of a fallout shelter who had originally been West Virginians before an atomic war, they come out to rediscover and reconquer this landscape, this West Virginia landscape. But unlike some of the earlier incarnations of the Fallout game, there's a larger piece of property to play with, 16 square miles of even though the state is much larger than that, and there will be more interactivity than just playing just fighting monsters or playing against other teams. There's going to be more interactivity, there's going to be more backstory, and the game continues to unfold. Unlike some video games that exist in a certain time period and you play it and they end, this game will, the developers, Bethesda Softworks, will continue to add on to the game and develop more backstories within backstories, and I think we'll see a lot of that. I think West Virginia is the perfect place to do this sort of thing because it, some senses it is an undiscovered country.
You've created a newsletter to stay on top to develop these stories.
Yes, the Fallout West Virginia or Fallout WV newsletter is already being published through West Virginia Explorer. You'll find us at wvexplorer.com, and also episodes such as these will be found on the West Virginia Explorer channel at YouTube. So you'll be able to follow along. We're getting ready to go out and do a lot more field research on not only these monsters, but other bits of West Virginia lore that we think are appearing in the game, but that we can also build on, that we as authors and boots on the ground researchers and journalists and photographers here in West Virginia can bring to light.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. We'll see you soon.
Great. Thanks all.